And it's time for People in Your Neighborhood. This is William. I'm joined this morning by Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, William. Good. I'm good. I'm going to have to remind myself to allow myself a little more time.
No, that's okay.
To get across the bridge.
That's okay. I think I plan in advance, just in case people are late. I got stuff
good.
Lined up and stuff.
Oh, I'm glad you can be flexible.
Yeah, that's what you learn in broadcasting school. Always
is
be
it?
Prepared. Yeah,
really.
Have a backup plan.
Well, that's a good motto for life, isn't it?
That's right. So, what's going on over there across the river?
Well, the thing that's happening this week is it's Arbor Day, and so the last Friday of the month is always designated as Arbor Day, and it's a good day to start thinking about tree planting. And so, the Arbor Board in Fort Pierre always plans an event of some sort, and this year they have planned to plant a ponderosa pine at the front, right near the street of Peaceful Pines. Don't you think that's appropriate?
It is appropriate.
It is, and so that will be happening tomorrow, Friday at no, is that right? Yes, this is Thursday. Tomorrow, Friday at 3 o'clock. So right in the front of Peaceful Pines, all of the residents from the facility and staff, I'm sure will all come out and join us. And so it won't take long. It's a pretty quick thing, but it's a meaningful thing. You know, trees are so important. When I don't know where you grew up, Will, but when you grow up in South Dakota, you learn to appreciate trees because they are not, it's not easy. You know, they don't grow quickly. They don't grow easily. We you know, our winds and infrequent rains sometimes can make tree growing a real challenge.
Yeah, I noticed wind is kind of a thing here since I've been here.
Oh, it makes for some ugly trees, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does. But anyway, we never give up. We just keep planting trees, and we certainly intend to keep doing that in Fort Pierre. And before I forget, we are expanding the Arbor Board a bit and adding a couple more members, just because we have a lot to do, and so just takes more people. So if there's anyone listening who is interested in serving on the Fort Pierre Arbor Board, you don't have to have a terrible amount of expertise because there are others who do, but just the interest and the desire to be involved. So if anyone's interested or you have some suggestions for someone who might be interested, please give me a call at the city office. Yesterday we had a good meeting with Senator Round's staff and with a large contingent of the Corps of Engineers staff from Omaha, and that was a very good meeting. We got a good start on the issue putting the 44 lots that were bought out by the Corps about 20 years ago, put them somehow back into use. And so we have a good start on that, and just it won't happen overnight. But, you know, it was 20 years ago, and so you know, it just takes a while to reverse some of those things. So we're just happy that they are open to the idea.
Yeah.
What else? I began the paperwork process. Maybe I mentioned this last week, to get a flyover of a B-1 bomber on the 4th of July. So right after the parade, that should happen. It will be around noon. So what we are doing again is inviting people to come early and stay late, and plan to have lots of food and beverage opportunities so that you can stay, have lunch, And then not get into the crunch on the bridge, because we will still have the head-to-head traffic on the bridge on the 4th of July, and traffic is an issue on the 4th of July anyway. And, you know, that's a good problem to have because there are just lots of people who are interested and want to be involved in the parade and all of the other activities that take place in Fort Pierre on the 4th of July.
Absolutely. Sometimes traffic can be a good thing.
Well, it's a good indication of interest, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
I hope nobody's scared if that bomber flies over and gets scared to see a bomber flying over.
Well, it's quite a sight because it's a big airplane. And it moves quickly. You have to, you have to be watching for it and be ready for it to go over if you want to take good pictures. But I have a good picture in my office of the flyover last year, and it was great. People really enjoyed it. The clouds were really low last year, unusual for the 4th of July, but it was cool and cloudy, and all of a sudden, there that plane was coming out of the clouds, and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I'm sure it was a sight to see.
Yes, it is. It is.
I know I'm really looking forward to the warmer weather in the summer and stuff because a lot of activities going on here.
Oh, yes.
In the area, Fort Pierre, and I'm just really excited about it just to get out there and just enjoy everything that Pierre and Fort Pierre has to offer.
Exactly. We do enjoy our summers and all of the activities on the river. And then the last thing I want to mention is that we still have a few openings for summer employment. We almost have as many parks employees as we need, but we could probably use one or two more. And then we need a few more lifeguards. And other than that, I think we're getting pretty well set for this season.
So if somebody's interested maybe in that, how can they?
There are applications on the city website, which is fortpierre.com. Fort is spelled out, and it's all one word. And an application. A list of the jobs that are open, or if you want to just stop in the office, our staff there is always happy to help out with an application or answer your questions.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your waiting for me.
That's what I said. I'm always prepared. Always
okay.
Be prepared.
Thank you, William.
I hope you have a good day today.
Thank you. Yeah.